300,000 foreign visitors come to the U.S. each year under the J-1 Exchange Visitor Program. A lot of summer spots depend on them to bag groceries, serve food in restaurants, and prop up local businesses during the vacation season. Places like Door County, Wisconsin, Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and the Eastern Shore of Maryland. The program is technically still running, but it's plagued by delays and cancellations because of COVID-19. And the fates of the businesses that employ J-1 visa holders are up in the air. Joining us now is Terry Langer, who runs Casey's Delights, a coffee and ice cream shop in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Terry, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Ian.
Well, and tell me a little bit about your company. In normal times, you hire J-1 visa workers to work there. How many do you typically need?
Typically half a dozen. This year, we have no clue. We have no idea what the summer is going to be like. We have no idea if we are going to have what we call a summer season. So we don't know if we need the J-1 students, but if we have a season, then we need them badly.
Well, and right now you're open only for takeout and delivery. Do you have any idea if the beach is going to open this summer?
We have no idea. Depending on which beach in Delaware, the situation is different. In Lewis, for instance, where I live, you can go and exercise on the beach, but that's it. In Rehoboth, it is completely closed, but completely. And Ocean City, Maryland, but so close, has just opened. So no idea. Everything is changing every day.
Well, and what's the status of the workers that you plan to bring over this year? Have you started the process with any of them?
So we were in the process of interviewing some of them and hiring them. As I said, we typically need six, and we had interviewed two and agreed on two, and they were supposed to have their visa interview on the 30th of April. I guess they haven't had it yet. We don't even know if they are hired, if they get a visa, how they can come into America.
So there might be some people who hear this and say, well, why don't you just hire Americans who've just lost their jobs? Could you hire American workers to fill these jobs that you usually hire J-1 visa workers for?
We would love to. We've been trying to do that for years. It is true that this year might be different, but we've been trying that forever. Locals just do not want to come and work in Rehoboth Beach downtown. It's a big, big issue that we have. They don't want to come because parking is difficult, because lodging is difficult, and everything is difficult. So this is where the J-1 students find this niche for these seasonal jobs.
Well, and when it comes to lodging for J-1 students, where do they live? Do they live in like dormitories together? Do they rent apartments? How does that work?
It's they live in small rooms that they rent from private owners and lenders. And it's basically a room with bunk beds, something like four or six, depending on the rooms. It's not fantastic, way from that. The J-1s are happy to take that because it's the opportunity to come and work in America. The locals would hate to do this. This is exactly the situation. So I've been wondering, in terms of social distancing, lodging is not adequate.
Can you operate your business if you don't have the J-1 workers, if the beach reopens, let's say?
My guess is that it will not reopen and be as busy as it was last year anyway. So yes, we can run it, but there are going to be lines. People are going to wait, and we are going to we're feeling very sorry for them for that.
Do you think that you can survive the summer as a business if the beach does not reopen?
Huh. So in the case of Casey's Delights, the answer is yes, because we have two other locations that work very well and that are actually not affected by the crisis, and actually even helped by the crisis, because one has a drive-through. Drive-through is one of the best answers to the crisis. And the other one is going to be it's just a corner at the entrance of a hospital. So those two are exactly the type of business models that I needed now. So my business can survive without Rehoboth. But those who have their business focused around Rehoboth, if there is no summer season, I don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be terrible in the autumn.
Do you think that the fact that your business, like other businesses in Rehoboth Beach and in other vacation destinations around the country, are in a way helped by the fact that every year you have to deal with a huge surge of demand, and then you go through a period throughout the winter where you don't have really any demand. Like, do you know how to scale up and scale down that maybe has prepared you for this coronavirus crisis in a way that other businesses just, they're not used to that?
Surprisingly, yes. Because now we operate the exact same way in Rehoboth the way we operate in January, for instance. And you're right, we are prepared for that. But the rent, for instance, that we have to pay is seasonal. We pay a different rate depending on which month, which makes sense. But if the month of August is going to be just like the month of January, then I will have to talk with my landlord. And I don't know how he can do it.
That is Terry Langer, who runs Casey's Delights in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Terry, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck to you this summer.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Thank you.